Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who was that Mo house, bruh? Who was that Digi house? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa, whoa. Hey.
VIP, I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper, damn fresh, puffin' on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I be getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Barn whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high your life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass.
Switching four lanes, I've been getting all this cash, baby, money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I've been on that pimp shit. I've been up and down, flying in and out of town, reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize and fall in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Gone working for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020. You ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut. Shock him pure. Being broke is a disease. And baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius. Keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Hey, hey, gone working for a real nigga. Make that ad work like a 9 to 5. Hey, gone working for a real nigga. Make that ad work, I'm talking overtime.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Everybody to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. It's Friday, August 27th, 2021. I hope I'm sounding clear. If I'm not sounding too clear, somebody could just shoot me a text or inbox on Facebook. I'm feeling good tonight. Very, very, very good. We got a really, really good show in store. And the phone lines is lit up already. And I love that. That's a lot of love. When I see my phone lines lighting up, that means everybody showing me support. Everybody listening to the people that's listening, I want to thank you. Let me tell you a couple of things. If you called in and you want to speak to the host or one of the guests, you got to press 1. If you listen, if you clicked on the link and you want to get through, you have to call in, because when you click on the link, you only can hear the link. You only can listen. But if you want to, you can call in and listen. But if you want to make a comment or a shout out, or you want to speak to the host, you want to speak to my guest for the evening, you're going to have to press 1. That way I can see it lit up. Be a little patient, because I'm controlling everything by myself tonight. My DJ, my programmer, he's a little bit under the weather. But we're gonna make this happen tonight. Oh, man, I'm seeing all these phone numbers up here. I'm feeling a lot of love tonight. I'm feeling a lot of love. But it's still with a lot of love, I'm feeling a lot of hate. You know you can't have the love without the hate. But that's okay, because hate only motivates. And the people been doubting me since I left off the porch and hit the streets. When I was just a little Jehovah's Witness boy who hit the streets, and people doubted me. They doubted me when I turned 18 and I worked in a hospital and I was washing and wrapping dead bodies. They wanted to know how I did that. When I drove buses for New Jersey Transit, they wondered how I did that, and I did that for 7 years. When I left New Jersey Transit and turned into a pimp and did that for 20 years, and people wondered how I did that. All my life, people, not my close people, but people that was hating from the sidelines, they always doubted me. They doubted me when I wrote my first book, and now it's all over the world. When I did my first movie, and it's all over. And now I'm on the podcast, and you still got the naysayers out there that's doubting you. But love always conquers hate, and that's what we got to know, that love is always powerful than hate. And that's what my show is about most of the time. It's about keeping it real. So that's what I do. I'm the Asiatic causing all the static. I'm the wise, the civilized. I'm the self-appointed relationship guru, a.k.a. Mr. Fuck Love himself, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean. And I got a guest tonight that's coming on in a couple of minutes. And I wanna say something first before I bring my guests in. This is a story. This ain't no Nikki Barnes story. This ain't no Guy Fisher story. This ain't no Frank Lucas story. Matthews, I forgot his first name, another kingpin from New York. This is not none of their stories. This is not nobody's story. This is his story. This is the Albert Justice Josie Jr. story. And that's what it is, plain and simple. It's his story. And don't get it twisted. From where I'm from, I'm Patterson born, but 17th Ave raised. And all my friends are from 17th Ave. I could have did a story on all my friends, because all of us done went from the streets to the suites. All of us done walked the walk. All of us done talked the talk. I could be doing this podcast about any one of my friends, Shadi, Just I, K-Sean, Nayshawn, Kushawn, Power, Preem. I could have been doing this show about any one of them. So don't get it twisted. This is not no Nikki Barnes story. Frank Lucas, Guy Fisher. This ain't their story. This is the Albert Justice Josie Jr. story. And that's all I need right now. Another brother, Patterson born, 17th Ave raised. And people from 17th Ave, you know what I'm talking about. We got a bond. Be broken. This is not somebody that's coming on my show, a friend of a friend or a friend of a friend, or somebody asked me, could I bring them on my show because of this or because of that? No. This is somebody I knew for over 32 years. I know some of his family. He knows some of my family. We hustle together. We party together. We stayed in contact during his bids together. I sent him books in the federal prison. He called me occasionally. I kept him intact, in tune. I'm not probably the only one, but I'm just saying what I did in contact with the streets. Why I'm saying all this is because a lot of times people get things misconstrued in this world. But we got to start sticking together. We got to start building each other up. Who would ever think that I would have a podcast and I would be interviewing my friend and my brother from 32 years off of his life story? He already read mine when I wrote it in a book in 2008, interviewing him. I'm doing his. And that's how history goes. History repeats itself, and that's how it is. We have to start being like other people. We got to start sticking together. And my friends, a lot of my friends was calling me before the show, and they was like, how do I listen to the show? And they don't know how much that means to me. They don't know how that make me feel when they ask me that. How can they listen to the show? That mean they support me, because just like I will support them. And that also mean they got a lot of love for Just. And if they got a lot of love for Justin, they got a lot of love for me, and we got a lot of love for them. So with that being said, I just wanted to get that off my chest. One or two other things I think I already mentioned about the, if you on the line and you want to make a comment, you just press 1. If you on the link, you just got to have to listen. You can't make a comment unless you call in and press 1. The my guest that I'm bringing on now, oh man, I remember times when we walked the streets of New York, me and him on 145th Street, I believe, and he was young. And I remember times we went out and made money. Made money slumming. And times we hung out together. And then we went to a different period when he moved to New Brunswick. And he still came around, always showing love. Came home from prison, he come and check me out. And I'm just giving y'all a little bit of scenario on our bond. The guy was pardoned by the president of the United States. I don't think people really understand that when I say that. The president of the United States, the big kahuna, the captain, the man with his finger on the button, took his time out to pardon this next, the brother that I'm getting ready to bring off. People, you got to really understand that. You got to, like, step back and try to understand what I'm saying when I say that. He was pardoned. He was granted a pardon from the president of the United States. But I'm going to let him tell you all that. He's one of the realest brothers I ever knew. I can't even think of one time I even came close to feeling anything but positivity from him. And I just found out he's a Virgo like me, so that even lets you know more why we've been cool, because everybody know how Virgos is. And like I said, we don't walk the streets of New York together. We don't walk the streets all over New Jersey together getting money. And we done did a lot of things together. I got a lot of love and a lot of respect for this brother. And I just want people to remember what I said earlier. This is his story. And that's all plain and simple. And if you wise enough, and if you do the knowledge enough, you might just learn something. Because he got a story to tell. Because everybody don't get redemption. Everybody don't get a second chance. Unless you believe in God and you believe in yourself and you got a lot of good people surrounding you in the world. He could have easily fell a victim. He could have easily just been a statistic. could have easily just been another number that we never saw again, and we've just been a memory. But it's not like that. He here, living, breathing, and able to tell you and talk to you about his story and let you know how it is to be, how it is nowadays out of incarceration and all the shit that he's been through, going through incarceration. So it might just help somebody out there. So without any further delay, I'm going to bring on my guest, Albert. I always get confused when I say Albert because I'm used to calling him Justice. Albert, Jimmy, Josie, Junior.
Okay. I'm on, y'all. Hey. All right.
What's going on, Justice?
First and foremost, I appreciate everybody for, you know, logging in and listening, actually, and basically hear my story. Actual facts, straight from the heart, and it is what it is. I'm here to tell it, so let's go, Jay.
You sound good. I can hear you good, all right, so just keep whatever you're doing.
I got my headphones on.
Yeah, when, all right, we're gonna start from the beginning. But first, we're going to tell people, you know what I mean, like, first, how old are you?
I'm 53. I'll be 53 September the 1st, which would be next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, okay. Well, I'm going to see you before then, but I'll still give you a happy birthday now.
All right.
Most of the people know from the bio that I told everybody about how you was pardoned by the President of the United States. But we want to talk about what lead up to that, because you grew up in Patterson, right? I'm going to talk like I don't know you, so I'm going to ask you questions that I already know.
All right, for the people
that's listening. So we gonna take it back to when you was young in Patterson, you know what I mean? How was your upbringing? How was your home life?
All right. I'm just going to just be 100 with it. The two men in my life when I was young was my grandfather and my father. You know, my grandfather, he was more or less the worker. You know, the worker that took me to work, showed me the life of working for what you wanted. You feel me? Like those two, his method of operation when I was young, when I was a kid, you know, Papa took me to the, you know, we did everything together. We split the money. We go to the plant. We worked. We take the copper. And everything we did, we split it. But Papa M.O. was work for what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? But then I had my dad, you know, when I got a little older coming up, you know, I didn't know dad, you know, because dad was in and out. But what I know of him is what I learned from the street. You know what I'm saying? And he was on this end, coming up, like, here, take this 2-2. Boom, go around there, take that from Nayshawn. He took it from you. Boom. And they know. Everybody know. Crew know, everybody know. Daddy came around the corner, door open. Boom. That's the life he put in me, too. So it's like that was my beginning of just coming up, of just hustling and just wanting to, you know, just the streets, you know, on my dad's side. But my Papa's side was work, and that was when I was a kid.
Okay, because I mean, you know, respectfully and everything, like, because most people to us, like, your father was like a legend to us, you know, everybody that we know from the street,
from
a street legend, a street legend and a street hustler. But to you, it's just like your dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He was my dad. He was my dad, Jay. But in terms of like, he died at 38 years old. You feel me? Like he was found under the George Washington Bridge at 38 years old. I'm 16. You know, I'm 16. Mm. He 38. You feel me? Like
yeah.
He was a dad. He was a short period dad. Dad died. He lived it fast and he died young. You feel me? Like
right.
Like he
yeah.
He you know he It was a short story. You know what I'm saying? Because he had the baseball team. We had the store, the grocery store. We had everything. He was doing everything right. You know what I'm saying? But it was just like, you can't mix family and street life. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
Yeah.
Family and street, in those days, it's impossible. You know, mostly all those people are dead. All my uncles and all his brothers, and you know, because he was like the baby. You know, neither all of them know. Like, all our relatives are died. You know what I'm saying? So me coming up, you know, it was tough. You know, mom,
right.
And, you know, she's still, she listening now. Mom, God bless mom's soul. She been there with us the whole time. You know, so,
right.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough, Jay. Go ahead.
God bless that, because, you know, I lost my mom last year to the COVID, and she was 88.
Uh-huh.
So,
God bless her.
God bless her. You know, so mm-hmm. when you were 16, when your father died,
yeah,
he was 38.
I was 16, and he was 38. And
so
I'm gonna tell you straight up. I'm gonna run it through. Let me just run it, Jay, for a minute, and I'm gonna run it.
Go ahead.
All right. From 16, I mean, I'm at Manor Woods. It's just a residential program in South Jersey. I'm there, and he's on the streets. You feel me? Like, he was murdered, you know. I came home, I seen the situation, and boom. Everybody was devastated, like, you know. So from there on, it was like everything was a blur, you know what I'm saying? We moved to New Brunswick, you know. Brunswick, it was tough. It was like moving to another state. You know what I'm saying? Moving to New Brunswick to us was moving to another state, because it's like, it was a problem. Anywhere we went, it was a problem. Like, you feel me? So it was more and more hostility moving on. You feel me? And as time went on, clearly, you know, again, my mentality from where I was raised, you know, brought me to where I was at, which was in another city. You feel me? And again, everybody.
So you was incarcerated.
Jay.
You was incarcerated when your father passed away.
Yes. I was in a residential program. It wasn't incarceration. It was a situation where, as though I caught two back-to-back cases, and they put me in a residential program for 6 months. But between that time, me being there, Dad got murdered. You feel me?
Okay. So you caught your first case at 15 or 16.
I've caught my case at 15 years old on 17th Ave and 27th Street. I caught both of my cases. I got out 2 weeks later, A.D. Washington, he rest in peace. He beat me down. It was a big mess with my father and everything else. And, yeah, that's where it started at, on 17th Avenue.
So that's where I'm trying to go. So when after you came out of the situation you was in, was you full speed ahead into the streets by then already at 16?
Yes,
like,
I mean,
was you thinking
no.
about
I mean,
getting a
Jay,
job?
Jay, not really.
Was you thinking about
not
getting
really
a job, or was you thinking about hustling?
Hustling, Jay. Hustling.
All right, tell us about that.
I mean, just coming out of that type, I mean, just – again, Jay, you got to talk about, you were part of that whole situation. You feel me? Like, when that whole era, we were slumming and we were doing everything. You feel me? So I'm coming up underneath y'all. You feel me? So you got to understand, like, you were in this conversation with me because you was there with me. I was in the car with you. We did, like you said, we did everything together. So, I mean, that was my mindset, getting money. That was it. Yeah, come on.
Oh, no, you know, I know.
Money.
I'm just talking like in the third. I'm talking like in the third person. You know what I mean? For people to understand.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean? That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, that was my mindset. I'm not in denial about it. You feel me? I'm not in denial about anything. This is all facts. You feel me? My mindset was to get money straight up. And I'm, like I said, I'm going to fast forward up to this day right now. I know whatever you got to work for it right now, it's best that you work for it. You appreciate it more. You ain't got to worry about it. You may have a little nicks and crannies here and there, but you ain't got to worry about no goofy shit going on. You feel me? Right? Because you appreciate it more. It took me this long to understand, like, you just got to work for what you get. That's it. Period. It's written. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a free ride. I did 20 years of my life in prison. 20. You feel me? Like, enough is enough for me. I mean, it didn't work for me. It didn't work for me.
Right.
You know? And I ain't crying, but I'm blessed. You feel me? I'm blessed to have my strength, blessed to have my mentality, you know, just blessed to have my family, just blessed to be here, period. You feel me? That's my perspective right now. And we can go backwards. Go ahead, all the way back to where we was at. Go ahead.
We're going to go back to that. So after that first bid, you said you came, you did, of course, the two charges.
We
got to
go a little faster, Jay. We got to speed it up. Yeah, I came home.
All right.
Boom.
When was, all right, go ahead.
I did that because I'm
leading up to something. Yeah.
Go ahead. I did that, Jay. I came home. Remember, I came home. We went to we was at Times Square. The next episode really is us going to Times Square, and I'm in New Brunswick. You know, because remember, I got out of it. We moved to New Brunswick. And I caught a little goofy with a weed case down there. And remember, we were all on 42nd with the picture you just posted.
Right.
We were going to do some time. It was 9 months I had to do. That was my next bid. I had a two indeterminate. I did 9 months off of that for a secret indictment for some weed in New Brunswick. All right?
Okay.
Did the 9 months. Okay.
Right.
I did the 9 months, came home, you know. 88. I came home in 1988. The clear vision. Came home in 98, Jay. Came home in 98. Everything is just, it seemed like after 9 months I came home, everything is just fast forwarded like 10 meters. So jump right into it. That's all I know. Yeah.
So you just kept doing what you was doing till you caught another
doing
charge.
What I was doing, Jay. Doing what I was doing. Now this era is different. This is now everybody got money. I got a Jeep now. I got money. Yada, yada, yada. I think every light-skinned chick is within. You feel me? Listen, I got bamboozled. You know what bamboozled mean? And I got tricked.
Break it down.
Break it down? You want me to break it down?
Yeah.
I got bamboozled. It's like an exhibit to all of this. It's like an extra type. Plus one, I'm just going to say like this. When I was young, I mean like 19 years old, I'm going to just go 19 because I couldn't go in the liquor store to freaking get in the liquor, all right? I was 19,
right.
Yeah? And it's like you look at something and you see somebody and you be like, wow, this person is like, wow, they are not capable of ever doing that. Really? I mean, my judge of character... ridiculous. You feel me back then? I thought everything was like glamour, like, which it wasn't. And I'm going to just go right into it. Like, you feel me? Like, I was in a relationship, and I think that relationship planted the seed to me ramming into the person that put me in federal prison for almost the rest of my life. You feel me? And it's another probably show, but I'm just going to throw that in there. But you just got to be more, I would say, have a better judge of character just have a better assessment of somebody. Like, if you go for a job interview, just put it this way. If you go for a job interview and they put references for a reason. References to do background check to see what type of person you are. So just put that into a reality life perspective. You dealing with someone. Anybody, a chick, anybody, I think that would be appropriate because it gives you an assessment, at least you know ahead of time of what you're dealing with. I didn't do that, and that almost cost me my life, all right? And relationship, same thing. You know, someone seeing something that ain't mine, knowing it ain't mine, but say, yeah, it is his, just to buy time, yada, 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 and all other goofy stuff. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I'm 53. No biological kids. Two was on me. I just found out that somebody was at 29 that wasn't my daughter by someone. And it's just a line of goofy stuff. But I'm here blessed. I'm overcame all of that because I'm here to speak about it, and I don't have no worries. So go ahead, Jay. You take it.
Oh, yeah, you doing a
That was just something to the side. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's,
and
that's,
that was
that's,
just more
yeah,
or less.
Yeah, yeah, you just touching on different things.
Have
that's,
a good
that's what it's about.
Of people, Jay. That, I mean, that's
yeah.
how I motivate myself now. I have an assessment of who I'm dealing with. And there's just certain people now that I'm blocked off, you know, just people with faces, man. Like, if I'm your dude for 33 years and I need anything, and I weigh my friendship as I will weigh, like, I'm like, if you don't treat me like I treat you, why even bother?
Literally.
All of us, Jay, we treat each other the same. I can hit y'all, I can hit just everybody. That's how we circulate. Love, peace, and happiness. Right?
Right. But, okay,
yeah.
But look, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. I mean, we skipped over. We went all around, but we good. We good.
So, go ahead, Jay. Do you.
Before you caught the federal charge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody, like, how we was talking yesterday about how you got set up for that, if you don't mind.
How I got, before I caught the charge? How did I get myself in that position with the federal charge?
Right, right.
Okay, all right. Simple situation. I met a guy. Get back to what I just said. I didn't know this dude. I met this dude in 1994. I met him in Southern State Prison. All right.
All right.
I met him there. Didn't know him. He was from Virginia. I'm from New Jersey. Make a long story short, we got out. I don't even know this dude. This dude is, I didn't know this dude was actually a federal, he was a federal undercover informant. He was working for the DEA for years, and he got busted on the highway, and they touched him a lesson by keeping him in Jersey doing 5 years or whatever. But anyway, we get out. I don't even know this dude. It's a undercover, whatever, whoopee-whoop. He gets in trouble. He sets me up. That's it.
But how did he set you up, though? How?
How he set me up? Jay.
Yeah.
This is how he did it. This dude literally played the role of just somebody. He played the role of an undercover. You know, he came. He befriended me, you know, in there. We got out, and he was still working and basically seeing what I was doing. I met him. He had a camera and everything else. I didn't know that. 10 months later go by. I go to Virginia. They hit me, take me in, show me everything, and that was it. Just like that.
Okay, that's crazy.
Okay.
Let me draw it up, because I remember when you called me one time for the federal, and I'll never forget. You told me, you said, Jay, I'm gonna tell you something for your own good to help you out, so you don't never get jammed up like
Jay,
I got jammed
Jay,
up. I still remember the conversation, and you
Jay,
told
Jay,
me you
but
said,
hold
don't
up.
Mess
I'm
with people.
To cut you off. Go ahead. Because
you told me don't mess with people. You said don't mess with people who you don't got anything in common with, because you were saying you didn't really have anything in common with dudes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told you that. Yeah, yeah. You know why?
And you told.
He didn't smoke.
What?
He didn't drink. And you know what else so crazy? It's like everybody else felt a different way about this dude. Rest in peace, Sharif. You know, I brought him to Patterson one time. He wouldn't get out the car. Sharif was like, yo, man, why that dude don't get out the car, man? Yada, yada, yada. I don't know, man. He don't smoke. Yeah. I see why he don't. You know what I'm saying? But, Jay, it's like I found out all of this once it was too late. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was it. Like, this dude was, like, vicious. Like, you feel me? Like, and it's crazy because it's like he was working both sides of the fence. Like, you know? And,
yeah,
I would have never ran into this dude. You know? I would have never ran into him, you know, unfortunately. But, again, that connection from what happened, it happened way before then, you know. I was procrastinating. That's why it ain't good to procrastinate. I turned a 3 flat into a 10-year bid, you know. I mean, Jay, you hear me, Jay? You hear what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
I'm listening. Yeah.
I turned a three-year sentence. I had a 3-year sentence. A single 3-year sentence, meaning I do 9 months. Just think about this for a minute. I do 9 months. But no, I'm Googling around, messing around. Mom, go ahead, get it all over with. No, I got a son here I got to be with. You feel me? Like, you know, like, yeah. I got a son right, here.
Look.
But I'm sacrificing. And look what happened. I turned a 3-year to a 10-year. And then I crossed paths with someone that almost gave me a life sentence. That's all I'm saying. And, you know,
wow.
I just think, like, in life, it's like seeds are planted. Like, you feel me? And I've been rewinding this so much. It's just crazy me talking about it because it feels funny to even talking about it. Because it's like a long story. It's impossible for me to, like, just put everything into, like, one conversation. You feel me?
But the moral
of the story is, it's like when I got to federal prison, you want me to just go ahead into it or you want to go ahead?
No, hold up, because that's Kayshawn told me to tell you peace, he listening, and be
peace,
original.
Go ahead. I'll slow it down, because I'm on 100.
It's all right.
Go ahead.
It's all right, we got time, but I'm trying to... While I'm elaborating on that, because people really need to know that it's people that have come to you as your friend, like you said, my man did.
Everything, but what it is like you got to know somebody that knows somebody, man. It's important, because and it's crazy too, because he kept me away from everybody. And my nephew, who said that? Somebody said something. I think my nephew said. He asked me, do you got any friends? Like, because I guess he asked me, did I have any friends? I was like, yeah. I guess this is my nephew, so that is a good question. Like, why did I never ask him, where's your friends? You feel me? And everybody that used to see me with him thought I was the police. You feel me? Because if Man Page in Virginia, if he's listening right now, all those guys in Virginia, they told me, like, I'm the only one that messed with this dude because I didn't know the right people. It's a wonder I didn't even get killed with this cat. You feel me? Because this is the time that we went to Virginia. We went to Virginia, and we were in a mall, and some dude was just following us. And we look, he act like he was at the ATM machine. Then we turn around. He fucking start walking. Michelle was like, what the fuck is wrong with him? Come to find out, this dude think we the cops. Because he seen us with this dude. You feel me? So,
warning.
You got to know who you're dealing with, period.
Warning. So warning signs was coming, but
I didn't pick it up, man. I didn't pick it up. It was just, he was dropping the ball majorly, just with a lot of stuff. You know, I wasn't picking it up, and I could see myself right now as a shell. I was a shell because it was one lady. I had a federal public defender, all right? Because that's no need when you're in the feds getting a lawyer. Because they got a 99.99 conviction rate, because all of that's pre-barred. She pulled her laptop up and showed me, because I didn't know what they were talking about at first. She pulled her thing up. I see myself in a car with this dude. He's talking about every and anybody in the world implicating everybody in that indictment like crazy. And I'm saying, yeah, I didn't see this person. I'm seeing myself on camera and listening to myself dealing with this dude. When I seen that, I said, are you? That was it.
So he was around you, right? He was with you, and at the same time, he had cameras and recordings on.
Yeah, at one time, Jay. He was with me. Yeah, he was definitely with me. Not all the time.
And then they showed
it
to you?
Huh?
Then when they arrested you, they showed you where he was recording.
When I started getting preceded, they showed me it because you know they had to, because it's called accepting responsibility. The feds, they give you a chance to take responsibility. Like they give you a chance. Like had I not been more, if I'd have been naive about everything, I would have got a life sentence.
Wow, that's deep. That's deep.
Because I was eligible for it, you know what I'm saying? But, Jay, listen, you know, dude, that whole ordeal, I mean, just you can speed roll it away. You can go keep it going. Go ahead.
No, I was just getting ready to say a couple of people giving you a shout-out. Just Power out there, listening, peace. Just Die.
I know all of them. This is my dudes, man. So many good dudes. Yeah. And Just, I'm going to get out to ATL, man. I just like to touch brothers that I love, man. And we got so much love out there. I know I got a lot of love. You know, I'm glad I'm here, and I ain't getting out of no 2026 or some goofy 2026. Yo, like, you feel me? Like, go ahead, run it.
So, all right, so look, we gonna fast forward a little bit. My man already set you
I'm
up.
Ahead. I'm
everything.
In.
We gonna fast
I'm
forward.
In. Go ahead.
So, Chuck, walk us down. Walk the listeners down. That 10-year bid you did, how was it doing them 10 years? Knowing that you had 20 to do, you had 20. How many?
20, I had 262 months, 21 years and 9 months. I never forget that joint, man. I never forget.
But how do you function? Like, how? This is what I'm trying to say.
How do you function doing ten years? I'm gonna take it from when I got to Oklahoma. Oklahoma is like Jersey Yardville and all this other local stuff. Oklahoma is their Yardville. It's like 30,000 people. When I got there, it was like everything was loud. Like when I go to sleep, everything was just loud. Like I was screaming and I was, yo, Jay, the first year in tough, really tough. I went to Oklahoma first. I had a bottom bunk pad because Smiley, if you're listening, he knows. He 5 years of Laredo. I fall off the top. I don't know. I fell off the top bunk, yo. Like just screaming and hollering. 20 years, just screaming for years, you know. So the beginning was tough, you know. My first stop was United States Penitentiary and Canaan, Pennsylvania. It's up near the Poconos. First stop. Off the bus. First stop, they checked my paperwork. I was good. Kept it moving. A chow hall. I sat next to Akbar Prey. Akbar Prey is a big guy out of Newark, New Jersey. I don't know if anybody know him. He got a life sentence. I sat at the table because everything is politics. Jersey here, everybody. So I sat there. That was my first stop. Good, Brett Ockbar's book. Got used to being in prison. In penitentiary, the maximum security. There for what? 2 years. A little here and there, a little Brussels here and there, a little anger here and there. But I dealt with it. I was a cook. I worked, you know, did my thing. 2 years later, they called me and, hey, you're going to a medium. You're going to a status. You're going down. I say, cool. So from there, I went to FCI Farrington. Farrington is in South Jersey. It's a medium. I went in the door. Again, everything was good. Paperwork good. The homies, everything. Rest in peace, Stay U. Stay U was from Newark. Stay U, he went home and he passed away. Stay U, I was there with Stay U. Again, working. I was the cook. All the homies know that was there. I was doing me, working out. Everything was good. Out the way, Jay, no problems. Little Brussels here and there. I think I told you about them. Again, flying colors. Flying colors. Cha-ching. Hey, you going to a low. Yeah, I'm going to a low. Oh, joke, man. I still got 12 years to go. Oh, yeah, but you can go. You can be 10 years to go there. Cool. So they shipped me to Laredo, Pennsylvania. It's in Pittsburgh. It's on top of Pittsburgh, actually. Top of a mountain. Right. I mean, I don't know. It's your ears pop off your head when you go up there. Oh, I know. I was up there 5 years. Got there. Jay, different world. Different world. When I first walked in the door, remember I got 12 to go, Jay. When I walked in, the guy had tobacco in his mouth. and he had his feet kicked up on his thing. He said, you ain't got nothing coming until 5 years from now. Just stay out of trouble and keep it moving. I was like, say no more. Hey, Jay, yeah. I walked out of there, for every 6 months after that, this one dude, all he said, take a program, take a program. I took a program, okay. I took a program here and there, took a program, paying somebody, take a program. So eventually, the clemency thing came out. You know what I'm saying? Dudes, it was a frenzy. I would say a frenzy because, you know, they were doing everything on the computer. You hear me, Jay?
Yeah.
You hear me? Yeah, they were doing everything on the computer.
You.
So guys was just, you know, filling it all up with, you know, just clemency forms and just trying to do it. I mean, because people was trying to get out. So I'm just being an audience. I'm in the audience, actually. I never filled mine out through the computer. I'm just watching everything, hoping the best for everybody because I'm the least, you know, because I don't have 10 years. And you have to have 10 years to even fill it out. So
right.
I'm, you know, just lollygagging around or whatever. But behind the scenes, it's a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to speed it up a little bit. I fill out. That's a Muslim brother by the name of Sadiq. He's in Philly. He did like 28 years. He just came home. He's a law library guy. He said, just, man, you ain't got nothing to lose, man. Just fill it out. You ain't got nothing to lose. I'm going to print it out for you. Sure and behold, he prints it out. I fill it out, and it's an essay part. He said, now, be tricky with the essay part. You got to be careful, just be truthful. So it's 7 pages. So I did it, rough drafted, whoop-de-woo. I sent it out, a dream from the mailroom. Boom. Okay, so things are going. That's like, okay, that's in 14. So you figure it took 2 years. So as time was going on, I went to the camp. They would say I was eligible to go to a camp, a federal camp. So I was like, wow, a camp? So I'm like wondering, like, again, my application's in, and throughout this whole time, I'm noticing that I'm getting random urine tests. Like, they're calling me, like, in the middle of the night for, like, crazy, like, for, like, 6 months straight. And I'm not wondering why, but anyway. So as time going on, I'm like, what the heck? So camp. I go to the camp. They ship me to the camp. Boom. I get to the camp. The guy, when I get to the camp, he's like, you here? You got 10 years to go. I was like, yeah, I made it here just in time. He's like, well, you know, 5 years if you run or something. And I was like, you sitting here playing the whispers, and you a black man, and you saying, you thinking that I'm going to run from a freaking camp after all that I've been through. So he said, go ahead and walk across the parking lot. So I walked from there to the camp, you know, because in the camp, it's like it's free willy. Everybody's just chilling. So fast forward to maybe a month from then. So I'm busting my butt in the kitchen, working in the kitchen. So one of the kitchen officers comes from in the front and says, yo, you about to be a lucky dude right now. So everybody in the TV room is like, damn, that sounds like some good news. I was like, man, I ain't got no good news, man. I got good news, 2026. So he leaves. So they call me up to the front. So I get up to the front, it's the AW, the warden, all these people, like, and they was like, you know why you're here? I was like, nah, I don't know why I'm here. So he's like, we're waiting for all this information to come from the White House. Your clemency was granted. You're about to be released December 1st, which is 90 days from now. We're going to prepare you for the halfway. I'm just looking at this person's lips. I'm not even listening. I'm like, I literally heard, I can read the lips, so I just remember backing up, leaning, praying. I broke down. You know, I'm honest. I broke down. But when he gave me that, when Gene Conrad, federal Gene Conrad gave me 22 years, I ain't even cry. Because everything he said, when he gave it to me, he was right. But when it was time to go, I cried. And I called Mom. I made a phone call first thing. I called Mom, and Nikki and Mom was coming from her surgery, from Mommy getting surgery. God bless Mom. And it's like, pull over. And They pulled over. I gave them the news. They screaming and hollering and yada, yada, yada. And it's been, I've been hyper from this. You know, I fast forward right out, Jay. I went from the camp to the halfway house. I was there maybe a month. I went home because, remember, I had a job. The job that I've been out for 5 years, I've been at that same job, and I came out. And, I mean, again, tough, you know, unexpectedly. I mean, I had three months to really, like, make my mind up of, like, what direction I want to take, you know. I walked into a situation with, you know, I had to work, you know. I have, first time in my life, I got my license. Like, I didn't have license since 1990. You feel me? I had my license, what, 4 years for the first time, like, in, what, since 90. Like, I came home, explained my situation to these people, and they broke my whole surcharge down, you know, to a reasonable amount where I'm almost paid it off. It was like, it's like $16,000, man. It's like down to like four stacks or whatever. So I can look at all my chips, you feel me? But I had to be correct, you know? And what, two more reports over my phone with probation. I've seen, what, a person twice in 5 years, you feel me? So I learned my lesson. You know, my lessons learned. You know, all I'm doing is basically being an example of somebody that just don't lay down. Like, don't lay down. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you do, don't lay down. You can't make it.
Right.
Ain't nobody
right.
gonna give
right.
you nothing. You know? Go ahead. You pick it up, Jay.
You could.
So,
you easily could have been. You easily could have been lost. So from the time they
uh-huh.
first told you that you was that you're gonna have good news and that you're gonna be pardoned, how much time you
mm-hmm.
had to stay from then till you was released?
90 days.
So you had to wait 90 days.
Yeah, get probation, and once I got out, like I said, I went straight into business mode. I had to get my license, you know. Then my mom, you know, she implemented me, you know, my credit situation, and she, you know, tagged me on and helped me out, because remember, I'm coming out to not a good wage, you know. My credit was good, because it's like that situation when I was telling you about me finding out I didn't have a daughter for 29 years. Remember, that whole time they had like almost a $50,000 whatever my situation. So once they took that off, I was all right. I was able to get my license. It's like I was thrown in the trunk. You feel
so
me?
So you found out
like
a,
that's it.
I found out
I didn't have a daughter
when she was
29 years old. You know where I found out at? They told me when I was in federal prison.
Wow.
And I wanted to say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the last thing I prayed that happened to me when I was in federal prison. I called home, and I found out that I didn't have a daughter after 29 years. And I was like, this, they couldn't even at least come and sit down with me. But I sat out that whole day. And everybody in the whole jail knew it was something wrong. But my cellie, you know, Will Smiley, he in Atlantic City, he's a good dude. He said, you bigger than that. You big, that is deep, but you bigger than that. And I thought about that, you know. And now that I'm home, and we don't even have a relationship, so, I mean, it's weird to me. But, again, it's crazy. You know, my story, it goes off, but it's wicked in a sense, too, because people that I thought that loved me, they never loved me. You feel me? They didn't.
Yeah.
And it's sad, but it's weird and sad. You know what I'm saying? But it's reality. But, again, I'm glad I'm here to build on it, and everybody should learn from it. You know, everybody, every who they appear to be. You feel me?
That's the reason why I wanted to do the podcast and let people know that. But I do got
I got another question for you.
But when they told you that you was going to be pardoned by the president, you said you had 90 days. And those 90 days, how did you, what was
you
your
know what
mindset?
I did? I'm going to tell you what I did. You know what I did, Jay? I did not rest.
What?
I did not. I was working. They was trying to tell me to stop working. I was walking the track. I've been hyper ever since. Jay, I mean, my mind been, I was gone. When they told me that, my mind was already, like, I'm in a good position. Like, you feel me? I think I am. You know, I've been home 5 years, and I got a lot of things done. You know? Compared to
and
what
you
I
said you want,
knew all my
you
life.
Said you
I
want,
did
you said,
all my life.
You said
huh?
You got you said you got an employee of the year last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I mean, I was at the job, and, you know, I worked from a trash dude all the way up. Last year, I was an employee of the year. They gave me a big TV right there, you know, bonuses, and I got a good report, 401k and everything. I'm invested, the insurance, dental, everything. I mean, I'm legit. You feel me? And how I came in, I wasn't no yo bro type dude. I came in straight out. You know?
All right,
I give it my all. Go ahead.
Just, we got the new time was going to fly. I'm going to have to bring you back again. But look, you got 5 minutes, right? So in this 5 minutes, you know what I mean? First, I want to thank you for coming on. Like, your story is longer than 55
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
need,
I could
like,
agree. We
need
even
two
really,
shows.
I mean,
could have went
mean,
on and on and on. But that
yeah,
is important.
I mean,
but look,
it's just a conversation.
What if it was something that you could tell somebody, you know, like a young kid who out there who moving fast and hustling, what advice would you give them after all the stuff you've been through, all the incarcerations and the pardon, and where you at now? What would you tell somebody who was out there hustling, a young kid?
Don't get caught in the flashing lights. You know, the flashing lights is all a blur. A blur is a smoke screen. It ain't real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it's that's there for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't for everybody, and you don't want to put yourself in a position where somebody gonna have to tell you to do this, do that, and just the overall self-incarceration, because in there you're incarcerated twice. You know, to me you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't.
Yeah.
It ain't about that. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to take one step at a time. Whatever you do in life, take it one step at a time, whereas though you're going to grow from it. You know what I'm saying? You have to be work in progress. Everybody's work in progress. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect.
So if you,
I'm not perfect.
So if you,
I'm still working.
If you
progress,
could do,
huh?
If you could do it all over again, would you do it everything the same way?
Man, if I could do it all over again, I'd go to school. I'd do what I'm supposed to be doing. Trust me, I wouldn't have did 20 years in prison. All right, trust me. That you can erase that. You know.
All right, I got one
Jay.
More question. I got one more
go
question.
Go ahead, Jay, man. I'm telling you, man. Let's go, man. I'm telling you, man. Listen, paperwork right. These
this
cats,
the
man, they slapping, man. Huh? Listen,
this the last
I ain't dealing
question
with nobody if
your
paperwork ain't right. Huh?
This is the last question I got to ask you. I ask all my guests this before I let them go, and you got to tell me, is love real?
Yeah, it's real.
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Why?
Why is love?
Yeah.
Because because love is an affectional emotion that it's a connection to. Love is a connection. To me, it is. You know, it ain't just
it's more than a word.
It's more than a word. It's a connection to me. You know what I'm saying? And anybody could say that. You feel me? To me, love is a connectional emotion. Yeah. Yeah, because we work. Hey, Jay, listen. Everybody working on vibes, you know, connectional vibes. You can't have good vibes around. I know I don't coordinate with people with good and bad vibes. You feel me?
Nah.
It don't work.
Yo,
it's like water and oil, huh?
I mean, your story is a story that got to get that needed to be told. But look, I gotta go to a song. Let me try to do this right. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor to me. We had a lot of our brothers listening. I called out a couple of names. I can't call out the names. I'm running out of time. But it's been a pleasure. You know how my love is and our love is for each other. You know what I mean? When you did your bids, we stayed in contact. Like I said, we hustled together. You know what I mean? We walked the streets of New York together. We walked the streets of New Jersey selling fake jewelry together.
Everything. Everything.
When you was young, from 145th
and Edgecombe. Why you ain't telling me we pull up at the spot and I went in the soccer, you go in there and get the 20, man? Come on, tell them all that stuff, man.
Remember,
I used to say, yo, man, I just gave you 20. Nah, I was 10, man. Come on, Jay, tell it all. I'm gonna tell him about
how from 145th Street and Frederick Douglass to Edgecombe, you probably asked me 39 questions. And why
Everybody
say,
oh, that's 45, 45, yeah, yeah, yeah. So now I'm answering questions. It's a good thing, though, right? That's crazy, Jay.
Yeah,
come on. I was five years older than me.
I got to get out of here. I'm going to bring you back anytime, man.
I'm live and direct, man. Let's go.
I got to get to my next guest. I want everybody to thank everybody that was listening.
Can I hear this?
Yeah. Just keep listening. Just keep listening. We're gonna go to a quick song, and I'm gonna be back on with my next guest, Mindset from South Bronx, New York. If you're on the line and you want to speak to the guest or somebody, you gotta press 1. If you clicked on the link, like I said, you can't do nothing but listen. Thank everybody who was on. I hope you keep listening to our next guest. You know what I mean? And we'll be right back after this song. That was a crazy interview. That's my man. We'll be right back.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get drunk for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, let's sit through bed. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take it there. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.
Welcome back. That first interview was had me amped up. Mindset, that's your line right there with the static.
Did you say, boss man?
That's your line with the static. I hear a lot of static. That's your line.
I'm getting indoors right now. Yeah, I'm getting indoors right now.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna just kick it for a minute. Just let me know when you get
it. I got you. Do your thing.
All right. The reason that last interview was so important because, you know, we all got somebody in our family or a son, you know, daughters, and, you know, sometimes the lure of the streets is just too much. It's overwhelming. I was just talking to my sister earlier, and I was telling her that how I believe almost everybody from my hood or from my block probably was incarcerated. I mean, I think maybe except for me, Shadi, Wise, maybe Radio, maybe a couple of more people. I really can't think of them offhand. And it's not saying nothing bad about the people who was incarcerated, because most of us all came, we all from the East Side, 17th Ave. We all from, you know, good families, you know, working parents. And we chose to go that route. We chose to be in the streets. And just because I never been to prison, or Shadi never been to prison, or Radio never been to prison, or Wise never been to prison, that don't mean we never did nothing that could have landed our black ass in prison. You know what I mean? Because I know I did things that could have hung 50 over my head. I know Wise did things that could have hung 50 over his head. Shadi, you know, did things that could have hung 50 over his head. It's just the law of averages and the powers that be. You know, and some people get caught and some people don't, and some people do time and some people don't. You know what I mean? It's everybody's life is different. And why I'm really saying that is because, like what I asked Jeff, when I asked him, if you could do it all over again, what would you do? He said he would go to school, you know what I mean, because he can't get that 20 years back. And that's a real keeping it real answer right there. And I hope some people out there learn from his story. We was kind of talking over each other, because that's how Virgos do. You know, we got the gift of gab and we love to talk. You know what I mean? But you could play the interview back. It'll be available tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. But the whole bottom line is somebody that he thought was cool, he thought was his friend, was the one that set him up. And I remember when he called me from... And when he was incarcerated, and I remember when he called me, I'll never forget, he told me, Jay, don't mess around with people who you don't have nothing in common with. He said, because he didn't have anything in common with dude. And just luckily, by the grace of God, that after 10 years, I mean, he was pardoned by President Obama. And that right there is a great feat. And I commend that brother, you know what I mean, because only he know what he been through. You know, I don't really know. You heard him say about the screams at night, and, you know, only he been through that. And just think about it, from everything he been through to come out, you know what I mean, and to get a job, and he's still on a job, and he got a woman, you know what I mean, they've been together for a while. I don't know, they might be engaged, I'm not sure. She held him down, and to come out and then win Employee of the Year, shit, you know what I mean? From the things he'd been through, hustling on the streets since he was 15, and giving 20 years of his life, yeah, I would say that's a big accomplishment. And I want to thank all my niggas. They called in. Jeff Stoddard was listening. Wise, B.O., Just Power, Kayshawn, the guy from Brooklyn, Just Power, and if anybody else that was listening and I forgot, you know what I mean, man, I love y'all brothers, man. I love y'all for the support. You know what I mean? For real. No matter what I do, y'all always supporting me. And that's why I always shout out 17th Dad Forever. You know what I mean? Because people don't really understand the shit we've been through and the bond we have. So I'm going to see. I'm going to try to see if my guest is ready. She was making her way in the building. So I'm going to play. I'm going to play one more song, and we're going to see if my guest is ready, because I got Mindset from South Bronx, you know, female rapper. She's going to tell us how it feels to be a female rapper trying to break into the industry. And she also got a clothing line that she want to big up. So, you know, we're gonna hear all about that in a minute. I'm going to play another song, and then we'll be right back. The time be flying so fast. So right after this song, we'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast.
Shout out Young Swiss.
Get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we finna text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're in love, a homie, love a friend. Yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. I have my next guest on the line. I'm going to bring her in a minute. Mindset from South Bronx, New York. We're going to talk a little bit about her rap career. We're going to talk a little bit about her clothing line. You know what I mean? She was brought to my attention by a friend of mine. He's like, man, we got to get her on the show. And, you know, I'm for bringing everybody on the show. You know what I mean? let's make it happen. That was my exact words, you mean, let's make it happen. And she could tell you her story. I heard this track that she was on, and I was feeling it. And, you know, we could let her tell you. She could tell you her story better than I can. You know what I mean? And I believe we got her song on here somewhere, so we'll be able to hear that. So without any further ado, I want to bring to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast, Mindset.
Yo.
How
y'all feeling?
What's good, Mindset?
What's up? How y'all feeling today? Y'all blessed?
Yeah. How you get the name Mindset?
It's actually a part of my brand. My brand is called Global Mindset. So I pretty much just cut it short, Mindset. Yeah, my real name is Ashanti.
Okay, it's kind of catchy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
What's going on out there in South Bronx?
A lot, man. You know, just staying out of trouble. Born and raised out here, man. So I'm 20. I'm about to be 29. So growing up in the South Bronx, there was a lot of drama and, you know, just no good influence around me. So I had to definitely, like, make sure I stay on a positive route. And that's where Global Mindset came from. As in, like, growing up as an adult, me going through so much, I had to get my mindset, like, because I feel like that's where everything starts, is your mindset. So I just wanted to go global with that. I wanted to, you know, explore the world and influence the whole world with it. So that's where my name comes from, Mindset, and Global Mindset. But the South Bronx is New York. South Bronx is home. Yeah, I'll be 29 in November.
I thought you was like maybe 18 or something like that.
Yes, sir. I'll be 29, baby. Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's a good thing. So look, how long you been rapping?
To be honest, man, I wouldn't even consider myself a rapper, man. I'm an artist. You understand? Music is definitely a part of me. Yeah, my great uncle is Jisco Mario. I'm not sure if you know about him. He's definitely a founder of hip hop. Yeah, look that up, Disco Mario. He's one of the guys that came through with the turntables, you know, definitely out there and spreading that hip hop, you know, culture. But,
back when up with Kool Herc and them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
so it's definitely in my blood. So it's like music is in me. I don't consider myself a rapper, like I said. Like, I just started doing music, like, personally. But I've always helped other people and guide them with their music career, like managing them with their craft and with their vision, you know, organizing it. So I just feel like, you know what, since I'm so good at helping other people, maybe I should put all that energy into myself, and that's just what I've been doing lately.
Okay, because you actually, I think you told me when we was on Instagram that you got on one track.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what you was just like on the hook? Are you on the hook, or something
this is,
like
honestly,
that?
This
right?
This track right here was just like a. It was just in a moment. Like, we were just chilling. It was me and my boy Bugs. We was chilling in the studio. He finished his songs. We had an hour left. We just threw on some beats, and it's just like I just came up with the hook, and it was like, you know what? Let's lay it down. And we laid it down. We just ran with it. We did a video for it, and I have multiple songs, but nothing that's really mixed and mastered. You understand? So I have a whole folder of, like, of a whole file of music that needs to get, you know, out there for the world to hear.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, when you get it, you know, let me know so we could, you know, help you get it out there and I could play it on the show. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So look, tell us a little bit about the fashion line. Where that come from? Like, is that fashion in your blood and your family tree?
Yeah, man, like I said, I'm an artist, man. So like I wear my problem, my emotions on my sleeves. You understand? I wear everything on my back. So I just felt like clothes, like even when I was like down and out, like I made something out of nothing. You understand? Like when I didn't have the most fashion, like the expensive gear that everybody else had, I didn't let that get to me. I made something out of nothing. I'll take a $5 shirt and make it look like a $100 t-shirt, you understand? Like, so my motto is, you make the clothes don't make you. So I ran with that as well.
Right.
Like, just have confidence in yourself, because at the end of the day, like, you might see somebody wearing something and you'd be like, I would never wear that, but that looks nice on them. You understand? Because they're wearing it with confidence. So that's what my clothes
right.
is just like authenticity, having confidence, originality, and just spreading love, never hate. Like, just wearing the clothes with confidence, pretty much. That's it.
So what do you what do you have? Do you have anything out or something like that?
Yeah.
Or you just got it, you didn't put it together yet, or where you at with it?
No, as of right now, I'm working on the website. But I do have merch that I sell online. I have sweaters, sweatpants, shorts, hats, headbands, windbreakers. I have all type of pieces. I have embroidery pieces with like stitching, and some that's vinyl that's more detailed. I have my machine. I worked on getting my own machines in my own home. You know, I have my own LLC, so I stamp Global Mindset LLC is mine. So I'm just my own boss right now, working for myself and just branding myself.
Right. You know, I keep hearing that LLC all the time, LLC. Explain what an LLC is to my listeners.
All right. So it's pretty much your own company. Like, when you get your LLC, it's like, pretty much you're your own boss. So let's say you're a cook and you want to sell your food legally and make money
right.
off it legally. You know, you can actually do tax write-offs. You can open up a business. You know, it's all types of benefits with getting your LLC. Like, it's very complex. It's like, it's not for everybody because it's a lot of paperwork and you have to really put in a lot of work behind it. You just can't say, I have an LLC and it's just sitting there, you understand? Because it takes a lot of work. I'm still learning, you understand, as I go, because I'm in this alone, you know? So it's like,
yeah.
It's really just a learning process with this for myself.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, because lately I've been hearing a lot of people yelling LLC, LLC. I mean, I knew what it was, but I know a lot of people probably don't, because I keep hearing just everybody like LLC, LLC, and really,
mm-hmm.
if that's your own brand, it's saying this is yours
right.
and you own it, like you're saying, you know
right.
what I mean? So that right there is a good step in the right direction, you know?
Right.
So what you got? So you're 29 years old, right? You got any children?
Yeah. No children, sir.
Okay.
No children. Yeah.
No children?
No children.
Oh, okay.
No children.
So,
I love kids,
all right,
man,
so
but not right now.
Okay. So, look, now it's August 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long would you give yourself, like, to get where you want to go? You giving yourself a five-year period or 1 year, or you want it to happen right now, like yesterday, or, like, what's your plans?
Well, to be realistic, I never want anything to happen right now, because what comes fast, leaves fast. I definitely want to work hard for my position in life. So, like, as long as I see some type of progression and, you know, I'm motivating myself every day to move closer to where I want to be, I really don't care how long it takes or how long it might take to others. You understand? So that's my whole thing. I'm moving at my own pace. So there's really no rush, but there's definitely a lot of hard work behind it.
So what you doing now, you wasn't doing this when you was 18.
Definitely wasn't. Definitely. No, when I was 18, I would say I was getting into a lot of trouble, like a lot of trouble. Like, it took for me to be, I'd say, 20. I started manifesting Global Mindset around 24, I would say.
Right.
Like, just talking about it. And when I actually started doing it was about, like, 27. Like, it's when I actually started putting the footwork in. So it still took time because I had doubt in myself. I didn't have the support. I didn't have the funds. I was stressed. I was going through problems with the law. So it was like a lot of distractions. So now that I'm at like a stable place in my life, it's like this is my molding era, I feel. You feel like this is my time to sit back, reflect, protect my energy, and move as an adult and strategically, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I could tell from your conversation you got your head on your shoulders in the right place, and that's a good thing, you know, because you got to be for the music industry. I know you got to have everything right. Now, as far as the fashion, I don't know much about that, but I could assume that that's
it's the same
industry.
Game because Yeah, because before me actually stamping my brand, I had people in South Africa trying to take my brand. You understand? Like, it was crazy. Like, I had all types of people trying to take my ideas and my craft. And I was like, you know what? Maybe what I have going on is a gold mine. I have to just stamp it and claim it and protect my stuff, because at the end of the day, everybody's out here chasing for the same golden ticket. You understand? And that's the reality of it.
Right. That's true. That's true. You got to protect yourself, because, you know, you got a lot of, you got so many people out here that's in the pool and everybody trying to make it, you know what I mean? And it's hard, but as long as you have faith in yourself and you have faith in God, you know, I really believe that you could do whatever you want to do. You know, that's how I always look at life, you know, all the time. So are you gonna try to do everything on your own? Are you gonna try to build a team around your whole global mindset team, or what's your plans for that?
I definitely want to have a team, but it's like, it's so hard to find a group of people that's on the same page as you. You understand? And has the same motive, where it's like, all right, everybody has potential in his team, but we're all going to work together, but everybody shines. You understand? A lot of people don't know how to play the positions. You understand? So it's like, it's hard to, like, I've been there plenty of times, like, working with other people or bringing people along, and it's like, I had to just back out. And it's like, they're a little confused, and it's like, why? Because it's the simple fact that I allow so many things to slide that you thought, I didn't even notice the things that you was doing. It's like, now, you know what? I can't work with you anymore, business-wise. So it's multiple times I try to build a team, and it just doesn't turn out. So I just let everything fall naturally. You understand?
Yeah,
and I feel
that's
like I'm going to personally find my team outside of my area. It's going to be people I don't know, because where I'm at right now, everybody's like crabs in a barrel. It's like, everybody's afraid to show love in the behind closed doors. They're hating, but they're showing love behind closed doors, but hate out in the open. You understand? Like, so it's like, it's crazy.
What's your nationality?
I'm Hispanic, Black, and Native American.
Oh, because, you know, that's what Black people say all the time, what you just said.
What's that?
How you know how crabs in the barrel.
Each
other. So.
Yeah, my dad is Black. My dad is Black. My dad is Black, West Indian, and my mom is Spanish. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess it's crabs in the barrel everywhere there. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
you know, long as
is,
you persevere. Long as you persevere, you know what I mean, and keep doing what you're going to do, everything going to fall in place. You know what I mean? Like, time,
right.
You just keep doing what you're doing. Because you find too many females like that, you know.
Right.
Like, you sound like you really got your head on right.
Right, right. And I'm really not the type of person, I don't have enemies in this world. Like, I can actually say that. Like, I can walk around my neighborhood in my streets, and it's not like people's hating on what I'm doing. But it's like, they're so afraid to support it because they're afraid what the next person is going to say. You understand? So it's like, it's not because they're not supporting because they don't like me. It's because they're afraid of what everybody else is going to say. And that's where, like, personally, I wouldn't want to support after that. If you're not going to support genuinely, then I don't want it, you know?
I know about it. I do a podcast every week. You know what I mean? I done did movies and I done did books, and I know about people hating from the sidelines, and you know what I mean, and showing you love from afar. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because of whatever reasons may be. You know what I mean? But you know, sometimes I take the good with the bad. I take the love with the hate. It all just motivates
me.
Hand
in
hand.
What
I mean? It just
it go
hand in hand. You know what I mean? It's that's how I take it, because I stay focused. You know what I mean? And I don't quit, because a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. You know what I mean? But what we gonna do? I think we got your song. The song that you want loaded up. I hope it come on. Now we're gonna play your song, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And we're gonna play your song, and then we're gonna come be right back. I think it's called is it featuring Bugs? Is that the name of Bug? What's the name
of
the song?
Yeah, it's Mindset Tell Me Nothing with no G.
Mindset Tell Me Nothing. All right. Go ahead. You can announce it again. Bring it in and then I'm gonna play it.
This is Mindset featuring Bugs. Tell Me Nothing.
We'll be right back.
Outside. Oh, yeah, yeah. On a late night, yeah. Got my bad ride. On a late night, got my bad ride. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing.
Nothing,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You ain't gonna tell me nothing. You ain't gonna tell me shit. You ain't gonna tell me shit. You ain't gonna tell me nothing.
Late night, lose my life, my forget what I did, big bad hunting. Please don't ask where I'm from, no assumptions. Mindset is getting paid, that's from nothing. OT putting in work in a bucket. If your man's out of line, I'ma whoop him. Loyalty and trust like losing a hundred. Can't tell me nothing like Kanye, so hush it. Big bag, they big mad, I snatched it. Next, I detach it, talking mathematics. Guns automatic, be careful, I'm packing. Guns automatic, be careful, I'm packing.
On a late night, got my bad right. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing.
Nothing, nothing, yeah.
You ain't gonna tell me nothing. You ain't gonna tell me shit. You ain't gonna tell me shit. You ain't gonna tell me nothing.
All right. I mean, if a song make you bop your head and hit and stomp your feet, you know, it got a little beat. I'm waiting for more. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You got to put out some more of that. I kind of like that. You know what I mean? So look.
Definitely appreciate that.
So look. I want to tell the people where they can find you at. You know what I mean? And if they want to see your clothing or, you know what I mean, your IG page and all your stuff like that, you know, tell everybody where they could get in touch with you.
All right, got you. You guys can find me on Instagram at Meganism. It's M39ANISM, M39ANSIM, Meganism. And on Facebook, y'all can find me on Ashanti Ames, Ashanti with a Y, Ames, A-M-E-S. Make sure y'all follow me, stay tuned. Y'all can find the merch on my page, on my personal page. I'll definitely have some more music coming up, some more visuals. Y'all can see the video to the song that y'all just heard on YouTube. Just type in Mindset, Tell Me Nothing, and it'll pop up.
So you got your website is what? What's your website again?
I'm working on a website right now. I had a website, but I had to take it down. So
What you just gave up?
My Instagram is Meganism. M39A. Yeah, M39ANISM.
Okay. And that's where they can see some of your stuff?
Yes, sir. From there, they can inbox me, hit the follow, inbox me, and then I'll direct them straight to my clothing line page because the clothing line page will be a little too much to say on the, you know. But you'll definitely see some merch on my... What's up?
No, I was going to tell everybody, and if it's if they didn't catch the IG, they could just always reach out to me and I'll give it to them. You know what I mean? If they wasn't able to get it, write it down or something like that, they could get back with me and I'll definitely get it to them. Before I let you go, you know what I mean, I got a couple of things I wanted to ask you.
What's up, Coach?
I already asked you about where you wanna be in the next couple of years. Are you open for more collaborations with people, or are you just chill right now on that?
I'm definitely open for more collaborations because I want to expand. I don't want to stay in the same position. So with collaboration, there's more expansion and more ideas and just more resources. So I'm open to network with new people and share ideas and get things going. Open for that always.
Any kind of artist, anything particular? Hip hop, R&B. Do it matter?
I listen to all types of music, man. So it's like, I love all sounds. If you're talented and I have like a good ear for talent. So like, if I hear it and I really like it, like I'm gonna rock with it and I'm gonna support it. Like even if other people don't be like, even if I could be your only fan and I'm still gonna support it because I feel like it's a great sound. It's different. I like unique sounds. I don't like the same old sounds. I like people to be themselves.
Okay, because I know Dre know a lot of artists, and I know a lot of artists, And they definitely be looking to collaborate sometime, And sometimes, when you put certain people together, it turned out to be something nice.
Some magic, yeah.
You got to go out the box. Yeah, magic. Yeah, you got to go out your box sometime and make it happen like that. Is it anybody you want to give a shout out to? Is anything you want to say or anything? I want to thank you for coming through. Also, I want to thank Dre for, Dre is like my program director. He my everything, like program director, graphic designer. He wear all the hats behind the scenes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a true supporter. I appreciate you very much. He's a genuine guy.
Yeah, that's my dude. Is it anything you want to shout out, anything you want to say?
I just want to shout out everybody that's listening right now, taking the time out to listen and supporting. My whole motto is spread love, never hate. Let's all stay positive, support one another, because, we all want to live the great life, So let's help one another out. If we have resources that we can share with each other, let's do that. Let's not be greedy with each other, So my whole thing is, just stay positive, man, and live life and be thankful. Thank God every day, man.
Yeah, and be safe with that COVID out there, right?
Yes, sir. Be safe with COVID. Stay healthy. Eat good.
Did you get the shot? Did you get the COVID shot?
I haven't, man.
Me either.
That's not something I'm not supporting, man. But
that's a whole nother
subject, man.
tell me about it. I ain't putting that in my system. I'm gonna play your song too one more time tonight before the show is over. But look, I want to thank you for coming through. Anytime you want to reach out to the show, you got some new music. You got some new to promote. You part of the Keeping It Real family now. So we here for you. I might need you one day. That's how we got to help each other out here. We don't want to be crabs in the barrel. So
exactly.
With that being said,
everybody,
this was Mindset from South Bronx, home of the hip hop.
Yes, sir. Peace and love, y'all.
And we're going to go to another piece. All right, peace. We had two great interviews tonight. I'm feeling that. Somebody texted me and said they like me better when I'm not drinking. I like me better when I'm not drinking either. So that makes two of us. We're going to go to another song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to take some callers. If anybody want to call and give a shout-out, you know what I mean? Somebody was calling me behind the scenes, me to get them in, but there's so many numbers up here that if I didn't see all the numbers, if I didn't see them, you know what I mean, I apologize, you know what I mean? But we're going to go to one more song, and then we'll be right back. I think we're going to go into some let's hear something different. Let's hear something different.
Yeah. Psalm 25, verse 5. Guide me in your truth. Teach me, for you are Jah, my savior. Every day I'm a prayer. Me no one for stray. The God my career. No one for sure no yet. No one for sure no growth. I'm not sure my love. Me still moving on. Man I carry on. Go the journey long. Me just a whole of fear. Mama said for weird. Them must pull the gear. Yeah, I know the table turn. The more you live, you learn. Yeah, youth, just hold it firm. On a solid ground, you must get a return. Not give up, although the road seems rough. Not give up, although it might seem tough. No, not give up, not give up. Not give up, although the journey is rough. As I get to you, them push me aside. Now I feel to rise. Them chat and criticize. Once they were victimized, so them can rejoice. Now make my mama cry. Oh, me and mine, let me testify. I go and do my best, and you will do the rest. Now I'm gonna stress, yes. Protect me upon the streets, me not retreat. Are you give me them lyrics, yeah? To fit upon the beat, Mr. Distract, put it on repeat. Now keep up, I know the road seems rough. No one for straight, the God my family. No one for sure not yet, no one for sure no growth. I'm not sure my love. Me still moving on, man I carry on. For the journey long. Me just a whole of fear. Mama said for weird, they must pull the gate. Yeah, I know the table turn. The more you live, you learn. Yeah, you. Just hold it firm, on a solid ground, you must get a return. Not give up, although the road seems rough. Not give up, although it might seem tough. No, not give up, not give up. Not give up, although the journey is rough. As I get to you, then push me aside. No one for see me rise.
Yeah. Welcome back. I got some crazy listeners out here, boy. One of my listeners said, You forgot to ask her is love real. I said, damn. I thought I asked her that. Everybody know that's my trademark before my guests leave. So mindset, if you're still listening, you got to come back. You got to answer my question. I ask everybody, is love real? If you back, you know, press one. Nah, we'll ask you at another time. But thank you anyway to my listener who texted me and told me I forgot to ask her, is love real? y'all on point. Then I got somebody else texting me saying they want me to bring the X-rated shit back. Then I got somebody else texting me telling me they like it better when I'm sober and not drinking. But you know what? That's what it's all about. That's what my podcast is all about. It's not just for me. It's for everybody. And for the people who support me, you know what I mean? That's what it's all about. You know, you got to – that's why stores and banks and everybody, they got those boxes when you're leaving out the store. I forgot what they call them they tell you that you could put something in the box. If it's anything that you think you can make the store better, you know, put it in the box. I forgot what you call them boxes. I forgot. Somebody could text me and tell me. You know, so that's how my show is. If there's anything I could do that could make my show better, text me. Let me know. If the show is already good, you know, text me and let me know too. I'm always open for conversation. I'm always trying to make it better. You know what I mean? I'm never trying to get worse. I'm always trying to make it better. You know what I mean? It might be somebody out there saying they don't want me to bring the X-rated shit back. Then again, it might be somebody else out there saying they want me to bring the X-rated stuff back. So I'm doing my best. I'm trying to keep everybody happy, you know, and it's not easy. Trust me, it's not easy. If it was up to me, I would do a show every night, and I would do an X-rated show. I would do a sports show. I would do a cooking show. I would do a sex show. I would do meditation, yoga. I would do a health show. I would do every show known to man if I could, you know. But unfortunately, I don't have that much free time on my hands. You know what I mean? So we just gotta take it like this. Maybe next week I'll get some more females up here talking about doggy style and oral sex and anal and threesomes and menage a trois and stuff. Or maybe I'll just get a deacon up here or a pastor up here talking about saving the world and getting your life together before the world come to an end. Or maybe I just get a nurse or a doctor up here. Or maybe I get a convicted rapist up here, or a killer, ex-killer. Or maybe I just get a housewife, or I just get somebody like that. Well, you know what I'm doing. I'm being funny right now. I'm being narcissistic, sarcastic. Because everybody, you can't know I can't make everybody happy, but damn it, I'm trying. Yes, I am. But it's hard. It's tough. It's just like trying to figure out what's worse, suffering or dying. Somebody tell me, what's the answer to that? What's worse, suffering or dying? What's your answer? Somebody press one and tell me. What's worse, kill a baby or kill an adult? Or is a kill a kill? Somebody let me know. It's stuff like that that make you go, like Arsenio Hall used to say. Because it's some shit, you damn if you do, you damn if you don't. Like Murphy's Law, like Catch 22, and all that other shit like that. But all in all, we had a good show tonight. We had my man Justice. We could have talked about so much more. You know what I mean? And I might have to bring him back. Mindset, she was very professional, very intelligent. It definitely wasn't what I thought it was gonna be, but it definitely was positive. I thought she was much younger than that. I didn't think she was 29. But she much younger. I mean, I didn't think she was 29. I thought she was much younger, but she really She really got a good head on her shoulder, and I really think she's gonna go places. Somebody texted me say I got a 1-year anniversary coming up for my show. Now that's a good one. I never thought about that I got a 1-year anniversary coming for the show. Jay Dre, what you think about that? I do got a 1-year anniversary, I think. I think I started my show last September. I did, September 4th. I started my show. Oh shit. So not only do my birthday, September 17th, land on my podcast night. Now I got to do a 1-year anniversary for my podcast. So September going to be jumping big time. I really wasn't going to tell anybody about this, but September 17th is my birthday, and I'm going to do a big birthday show. Oh, man, a big birthday show. I got a lot of things planned. I definitely won't be here in New Jersey. I definitely won't be here. I'll be somewhere in the world doing my show. I don't know where. I never know where I'm going to be. That's how my life is. I'm always somewhere by myself, pitying myself for whatever reasons. The people who know me close, they maybe understand more. Even when I've been in relationships, I wanted to be by myself on my birthday. That's a personal gripe that I got with the powers that be, with a certain entity. I'll get over it one day when I want to just sit down and be happy on my birthday. But I don't know when that's going to be. But I'm going to have a big birthday show on September 17th, and I want everybody to call in and give me shout-outs and say happy birthday. And I want donations. I want cash apps. I got 429 people in my group. I want a dollar from everybody in my group on my birthday. I'm going to start promoting that shit. $1 cash app to me on my birthday. I got 429 people in my group. Let's see if we can make that happen. Let me see if I can get everybody in that group to send me $1. And everybody, another thing, everybody keep telling me to go visual, Jay. You got to go visual. You know, they want to see me while I do the podcast, you know. And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. But you got to walk. You got to crawl before you walk. And you can't do everything people want you to do. And right now, to tell you the truth, I'm happy with just doing the audio. I'm happy with just letting everybody hear my voice, because I can sit here in my in-house, in-studio that I made, in my boxers, in my slippers, and with my Black and Miles and my red wine and my hot tea and my Poland Spring water, and I could sit here and I could talk to everybody, and when I'm done, I can go lay down in my bed and take it down for the night. After me and Dre talk, and I get the feedback on the show, how the show went, and I'm happy with that. And maybe one day down the line, I'll do the visual when you can see me doing the podcast. But can you see Angie Martinez when she on the radio? Can you see Charlamagne? PC Funk Master Flex, K Slay, DJ Envy, Ebro. Can you see any of them? But you listen to them every day. 105.1, 97.1, Steve Harvey, WBLS. You know, you can't see them, and they seem to be doing damn good. But in time, I will do a visual podcast. I will. But it'll be when I'm ready. I always been like that. I know when I know. And it's not when nobody else know. It's When I Know. Before we end this show, let me see if I got any more texts or anything I want to say. I ain't got no sponsors to shout out. Nobody paid me for no sponsorship, so I don't got no sponsors to call out. People, you gotta worry. People, you gotta worry about people. It's a lot of wolves out here that's dressed in sheep clothing. Be careful. Like Justice said earlier, somebody tried to put him in prison for life, and he felt it, but he just didn't know it. Said he was with the guy, but he felt the guy, something was wrong with the guy. He would pull up around other people and the guy would stay in the car. The guy would ask him stupid questions like, do you got other friends and shit like that. When red flags go up, pay attention to them. And that's how a lot of us make our mistakes. You fucking with people that you're not even really cool with. He told me that from prison. Jay, don't fuck with nobody you don't got nothing in common with. And everybody know we have done that at times. Fuck with people you don't got nothing in common with. And that could be your downfall. That could be your demise. That could get you 262 months in federal prison. You heard him. They flew his ass all over the world. Oklahoma, Loretta, PA, Pittsburgh, New Jersey. They'll move your ass halfway across this country away from your family just for talking about some shit you're going to do. And he had somebody sitting in the car with him with a camera in their hat and a recorder in their shirt, asking them a million questions and recording them. Boy, it's devious out here in this world. And then you heard Mindset. You know, I thought blacks was like crabs in the barrel. She mixed. And I'm sure in South Bronx, you know what I mean? I'm sure she's not talking about black people. So, I mean, I guess it's crabs in every nationality is crabs in the barrel. And those are the people we got to stay away from. We got like 4 more minutes. I'm trying to see if I can remember of anything. I always forget something I wanted to say. What did I want to say? I want to give a shout out to all my listeners. Everybody out there, my dedicated listeners, the people that listen every week, the people that click on the line and listen from the links, the people that call up. Because you could be anywhere. You don't have to be here listening to me. You could be doing anything. It's Friday night. You could be getting laid. You could be getting drunk. I mean, you can do that and listen to my show, too, really. Just put the phone on speaker, and you can get laid, and you can get drunk. You can go out. You can ride in your car and put your phone on the speaker. So I want to thank everybody who really support me and listen to my show every week because, damn it, I try hard. I try real hard. And tonight has been I bought some wine, but I only took one cup. I just didn't feel like drinking tonight. I wanted to keep a level head. And that's what I did. And I didn't smoke any weed. Smoked about 2 Black & Milds and drunk some hot tea. I didn't even open my Poland Spring water. And when I finish this show in 2 minutes, I might get up and make me a damn turkey burger, or I might walk to KFC, or I might order some Chinese food. Why don't somebody order some damn Chinese food for me? Order me some egg foo young, chicken and broccoli, French fries and fucking dumplings. Nah, I'm just bullshit. Somebody text me and said, I got you. They're going to order me some food. Nah, thank you very much. I'm okay. I'm just playing around. Listen, man, thank you, everybody, for listening to my show next week. I don't know. I think Dre got somebody lined up for my show. I don't know who it is. I think it's a boxing trainer. Dre got lined up. Dre trying to convert my show on a sneak tip to something else. But to my man out there who wanted the Rated X, we bringing Rated X back. I'm with you on that. We're gonna bring back the Rated X show. Dre trying to convert me, but it ain't going down like that. Everybody happy. So until then, everybody out there, this has been the Asiatic causing all the static, the wise and the civilized, the trendsetter, not the trend sweater, the self-appointed relationship guru, Mr. Fuck Love himself, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, once again. And we'll be right back next Friday, God willing. Everybody out there, stay COVID-free. And believe in yourself and believe in God. Do you believe in love? Peace.
Till I pass out, wake up, do this shit again. Do it big, then I get little. No time for no fake friends. Stick with me, fuck a 360. I was taught to cut the middlemen. Not a click out in DR. All the mommies yelling Theodore. More dame than a Leor. All she really wanted Dior. Gray sweats in my Theodores. Forget on my Ida and me and more. I've been working. All she talk about is Birkin. Then the date she burping. All I'm thinking about is verses. I wrote this shit with a blindfold. All bullshit aside though. That's why they snuck out the side though. Look in my eyes with my eyes low. I can see you with my eyes closed. Needing no dough, I'm in grind mode. I'm trying to ball no Lonzo. Don't make me get blood in my poncho. Black mask and the Mac in the mill in the duffel bag. Bitch, I'm John Doe. I'm trying to cop me a condo. Ice in the face where the time go. If he flying, I ain't lying. All this gelato falling out the fronto. Far flowers, give me mine. While a nigga still alive though. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go get you a meal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go get you a meal. Money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Woke up early, I'm blessed, baby. Bell palsy, that's stress, baby. Bounce back, I'm a vet, baby. Kept it 100, nothing less, baby. 380, my favorite, baby. That Mac 10 with that X10. Hit your son, it'll leave your baby. RP, you should leave your baby. Tag the wrong one to beef with. Ever since they went vegan, baby. I'm just getting to the chicken. I'm just getting to the chicken. Milk the game, season lately. Oh, your man fucked your best friend. Suck my dick and get even, baby. Use the mouth like you bleed. Baby, team petty, no secret lady. But if I bought it, you can keep it, baby. All day blowing la la, my weed, the truth, best believe it, baby. Rapper slash actor, that's a side chick and a leading lady. Side chick want my dick, while my bitch want a new Mercedes. Yo, Rick's not my Rick, I'm a genius when I want a whip on my scissor shit. Yo, bitch is my bitch, that side bitch on my scissor shit. 1-2 when it don't stop till her skirt dropping my niggas hit. 1-2 when it don't stop till my top dropping my niggas hit. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go eat you a meal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Fuck how you feel. Why? We keep it realer than real. Food on the table, grab you a seat. Go eat you a meal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal. Money on money on money, street shit, fuck a deal.